This is an excerpt from Just an Odd Job Girl by Georgina Cronin. Shopping is what you do in the supermarket, high street and on a weekly or daily basis. Shopping is an entirely different kettle of fish. I can best describe it by relating a story about a friend of mine called Stephanie. One Saturday afternoon, she went off to do the weekly shopping at the supermarket. She had one of these nippy little two-seater sports cars that would have needed a shoehorn and a crane for me to get in and out of. She loved her car, but was frustrated by the lack of boot space. It only had room for half the number of carrier bags of groceries that she needed for her weekly food shopping. This meant that the other half had to be crammed into the little passenger seat and in the footwell. Stephanie worked as a successful independent business consultant and was therefore in possession of her own money. She had also recently come into rather a large inheritance, so on this particular Saturday she decided to make some changes. She reasoned that it was a bit daft for a woman of her age to be driving around in a little sports car and that it was time to get a more suitable vehicle for her needs. It just so happened that on the way back from the supermarket there was a car salesroom that was open on a Saturday afternoon. Stephanie parked in the forecourt and pushed open the heavy glass door. She glanced around the showroom and immediately saw the very car that fitted her requirements. A young salesman sauntered across arrogantly, introduced himself as Nigel, and casually asked if he could be of any assistance. She explained that she wanted to test drive the black car on the corner, and he obligingly went and collected the keys. He said he would drive, condescendingly pointing out that traffic was very heavy and that she might like a quieter road to try the vehicle out. Once she had seen how the car handled with him behind the wheel. While he had been at the desk, she had noticed him whisper something in the ear of an older man sat at a desk. They had both sniggered, and she had the distinct impression that she'd been labelled both middle-aged and on a thrill-seeking exercise. She decided to indulge this little misconception of theirs and demurely sat in the passenger seat of her chosen car. Nigel decided that he would give her the thrill of her life and shot out of the showroom across the forecourt and into the late Saturday rush hour. Holding the wheel with one hand and caressing the gear stick with the other, he dodged through the traffic. He kept glancing across at her and smiling as if expecting gasps and exclamations of horror from his companion and whistled to himself as he approached the entrance to the motorway. He shot down the ramp and joined the stream of cars heading home, manoeuvred into the outside lane and really put his foot down. He glanced across to my friend, and if he was hoping to see the white knuckles and clenched teeth, he was disappointed. She just turned to him and smiled sweetly as he continued his childish little game. As they approached the next exit, he indicated and cut across two lanes of traffic. He sped up the ramp onto the roundabout and was just about to cross the motorway for the return trip when my friend laid her hand on his arm. "My turn, I think, don't you?" she said demurely. She fixed him with a very determined gaze, and he shrugged and pulled into a convenient lay-by. My friend went around to the driver's side, and they swapped places. Nigel fastened his seatbelt and sat back prepared for what he obviously considered to be a sedate ride back to the garage. 10 minutes later, my friend pulled into the forecourt and went around to the passenger side of the car. She opened the door, and Nigel unpeeled himself from the black leather seat and unclenched his white-knuckled hands from the dashboard. She viewed his white face with some satisfaction and preceded him to the desk at the back of the showroom, where the older man sat looking somewhat puzzled at his younger colleague. Stephanie looked down at the man and said quite simply, "I'll take it." With that, she wrote out a deposit check and told them to have it ready by Tuesday, when she would be back with the balance in the form of a banker's draft. With that, she exited the showroom with a flourish and roared off in her little white sports car. When she returned home, she informed her husband that she had bought a new, larger car that provided her with adequate space for shopping. He was quite frankly delighted, as he thought it was a little inappropriate for her to be driving around in a sports car at her time of life. He naturally inquired as to what make of car she had bought, not too bothered as she was using her own money. "Oh," she said without emotion, "it's a 3-door Japanese hatchback." Sure enough, on his return from work on the following Tuesday, there it was in the driveway, a 3-door hatchback masquerading as a nearly new Nissan 350Z. Now, that's what I call shopping. Stephanie's lifelong little hobby of rally driving had proved to be rather useful on this occasion, and we, as her friends, felt that she had struck a blow at the establishment for all of us. That was an excerpt from Just an Odd Job Girl by Georgina Cronin, available on the Moyhill Publishing bookstore.